I'm Glenn Ojard with News of the North. Here's another internet-only deep dive. This time, we're diving into the rise and fall of the Treadwell Mine. It was the subject of a latest in the series of fireside chats held by the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center and Discovery Alaska Bookstore, hosted by Wayne Jensen and Paulette Simpson. Now, John Treadwell was an experienced miner who worked in California and Nevada, and hearing the news that Richard Harris and Joe Juno struck gold in 1880, he came up and bought the Paris claim across the water. Between 1882 and 1922, the Treadwell Mine yielded just under $70 million in gold. And that's in 1914. It was so profitable that investors were being paid up to a 37-cent dividend yearly on every dollar they invested. The Treadwell Mine stands out in the historical record, not just in its level of financial success, but also in the benevolent nature of management and high standard of living amongst the workers. The Treadwell Historic Preservation and Restoration Society has also recently added a roof to the pump house building that remains on Sandy Beach, which will hopefully preserve the structure for decades. Sandy Beach, as it turns out, is sandy because it's all mine tailings. I asked Wayne Jensen about the benevolent nature of management out in Treadwell, and he had this to say.
They understood the value of their labor. It was hard to get people, and they had people from all over the world. As Paulette mentioned, there were 17 different nationalities of people that worked here. So they brought people in to work, and they took good care of them. And they wanted to, make sure that they were productive because it was a very efficient mine, and labor was a big part of it. They did take good care of. They let people have recreation. They gave recreation. They gave them housing, meals and transportation. And so they had really good facilities for that era. They lived in dormitories or houses that had steam heat and flush toilets and running water. This was in 1800s and 1900s. I mean, that's really good. I've some of the presentations I've made in the past is I grew up on a small farm in northeast Nebraska, and we didn't have indoor plumbing till I was in the fifth grade. So and that was, not back in the 1800s anyway. So they had it pretty good. They understood it. They put a lot of money into the infrastructure, the town itself, because it was a company town, and it was well run, I think.
Could you tell me how the Treadwell Mine came to an end?
The cave-in was the thing that brought it to an end, and there were some things that brought that cave-in to happen. One was there was a natural fault line in that area that eventually caused the problem. It was the highest tide of the year, so the channel was at its highest, which meant there was a lot more pressure on the fault, and they had kind of high-graded some of the places underneath so that the supports for the tunnels and everything underneath had kind of been deteriorated a little bit. So there'd been some subsidence, some slipping down, and it finally just gave out. When all those things happened, it was kind of like the perfect storm. You had all these things came together on one night, and it just, once it got started, it just couldn't be stopped because the water just made its own way and caused this great big hole that flooded the entire mine all the way down to, to 2,300 feet.
And then you mentioned that Douglas and Treadwell, even though they were separate entities, they had an interesting relationship. Could you speak to that?
Well, they were separate towns. And Treadwell was a company town, operated and run by and owned by the Treadwell Company. Douglas was a town like any place else, but it had its own services. They had the banks and the churches and the bars and the hotels and stuff, which weren't in the company town of Treadwell. So it was a very symbiotic relationship in that one provided a lot of work and a lot of employment, where the other one provided things that you would need for life.
I asked Paulette Simpson what the Treadwell Historical Society's plans are for the concrete office building that remained after the fire of 1926. She had this to say.
It's a repurpose of the building so that we can use it to help educate people. We'll have some very interesting educational interpretive panels inside. We've found it. Classrooms will be able to go on field trips there. Companies can go on company picnics, or you can take a group down and read about the mine and walk the trails. And that's our project. And to get many more interpretive signs up so people can learn as much about the Treadwell Mine as possible.
Personally, I really like archaeology. It's what I studied in college, and I think it's super interesting to try and understand the past from material culture. If you head out to Treadwell, well, you're going to see a whole lot of it. All that metal gear is still out there, and I'm curious to know if you want to hit up the comments section. Do you find more value in the junk that's out at Treadwell than the junk that we just are throwing out today? I've got a sneaky suspicion that an archaeologist in 50 years would be super interested to know what's in your trash can. Thanks again to everybody who's listening. I promise to have more content real, real soon. I'm Glenn Ojard from News of the North. Free to see every story every day at KINY Radio. Here it comes. .com